this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, 26th day of November, year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. The big headline this morning is President Donald Trump is threatening to permanently shut the United States border with Mexico if the migrant caravan is not deported. Pretty heavy-duty stuff. That's going to be in the news here for a while, to say the least. Quick reminder, my Black Friday sale ends at midnight tonight. Midnight tonight, that would be November 26. If you want an energy cleaner, $25 off retail, a mattress pad, 10% off retail, place your order at my website at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free order line at 800-592-9543. You'll be paying full price when you place your order. I manually refund the sale price difference. Prepper tip of the day. And Jimmy and I can talk about this more in the next 2 hours. I want to encourage all of you to properly maintain your optics. Optics is a fascinating, fast-growing area that's changing almost monthly, quite frankly, in many new and interesting ways. So that's your prepper tip of the day, is to learn how to and make sure you properly maintain your optics. That's not just rifle scopes, by the way. That includes binoculars, monoculars, spotting scopes. There's a lot of different optics to make use of. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is a proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. And this is Firearms Monday, and we're looking forward, as always, to the firearms tip of the week. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir, and everybody out there on a after Thanksgiving weekend holiday. We had a gun show this weekend right after Thanksgiving. So, but our firearms tip of the week this week is So we talk about maintaining our gear. John's talking about maintaining optics. Maintain your gun gear itself. The drag bags, the gun cases, shooting mats, shooting bags. Take this time and go through and take a look at your gear. If you've got broken buckles or straps, it's time to fix those. Maybe you've got pockets on one of your bags. My favorite double gun bag has got one huge pocket zip up and then four smaller ones on the outside. And at the gun show this weekend, I noticed when I was taking gear out of it and setting up displays and stuff that I had worn about a quarter size hole in one of the outside pockets. It was one of the single layer pockets, no padding in it or anything, but I had worn about a quarter size hole in there where my cleaning kit that rides in that particular pouch, and this is fairly extensive all caliber cleaning kit, in sliding it in and out of the back of the truck or the car or trailer or whatever it is that I want to move this thing with, it has worn a hole in it, John.
I got a resolution for that. I have resolution for that to prevent that from happening. Two things. First of all, and we'll get into this second topic later, more than half the people listening to you, I don't have a clue what a drag bag is. We can address that later. Now, as to wear and tear on a rifle case, I bought a new rifle case, and I wanted to make sure it maintained in pristine condition despite going in and out of vehicles all the time. So here's what I did. It occurred to me that if I went to the local thrift shop, I could probably find a sleeping bag for $5. And I did. I found a sleeping bag for $5. I placed the gun case inside the sleeping bag, tied the whole thing up with some parachute cord. So I've got the gun case in pristine, brand new condition because it's protected by a $5 sleeping bag, which, of course, is still a sleeping bag to make use of if I ever need to.
Yes, sir. That's a good one. What I've done over the years, and it's worked quite well, is I have a chunk of canvas. It's an old piece of about 8-ounce duck canvas, real heavy stuff. And I have no idea where I picked it up. Have no real idea how long I've had it. I know I've had it prior Coast Guard. So it's been around a while. But what I have always done with it is I throw it in the back of the truck and then slide my gear on it. Two purposes of that, ladies and gentlemen. One, when I get to the shooting range, if I don't want to go climbing up into the back of the truck to get something up there, I can grab the end of the canvas and just pull it towards me and slide it out. The second thing that I do is if I'm on rocky terrain or some of these old shooting ranges and everything got a lot of brass and everything ground into the dirt, I'll take that canvas, and I'll put it down and put my shooting mat on top of it just to keep from tearing holes and stuff in the bottom of the shooting mat. But on this one that the way I discovered it was one of my cleaning rods was sticking out, John.
That would get your attention. Yeah.
Yeah, really would. Mainly because the wife walked by and it scraped her and she goes, "Hey, what's this?" Oopsie. So one of the best ways to fix that, ladies and gentlemen, is to keep an eye on it in the first place. And binoculars, bags, backpacks especially, range kits. You know, quite honestly, John, I'd say probably most of our listeners has got a bug-out bag or a 72-hour bag. How long has that been riding around in your car, ladies and gentlemen, that you haven't flipped it over and looked at the bottom? That carpeting in the back, in the trunks of cars is abrasive, because it picks up dirt and dust and everything else from the surrounding atmosphere, and that just grates on the bottom of those bags. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it might be a good time just to roll those suckers over and take a look at them and see how they're wearing. But the main thing of keeping track of this, ladies and gentlemen, is if it comes down to the time that you've got to grab and go, and you run in and grab your gun bag and put your rifle in it and extra ammunition and cleaning kit, whatever else is that you carry in it, and pick it up and go taking out the door, it's really kind of embarrassing that one of the handles that you carry it by breaks, mainly because it's got a solvent on it or something and it weakened the nylon. All kinds of things like that, ladies and gentlemen. So tip of the week is look over the gear that supports your gear and make sure that it's in top shape. If not, hey, maybe drop some hints to someone that this would be a new one of these would be a nice birthday present or Christmas present or whatever present. You know, we don't care. But take a look at it. If you've got ideas on different bags and everything and different ways to carry pistols and handguns and rifles, shotguns and stuff like that, drop us a note. Go to DesertEagleShooters.com. We can send you several different solutions. I think our most expensive drag bag, John, is $89.99. And that is a double gun bag.
Tell people what a drag bag is.
Okay, a drag bag, ladies and gentlemen, is just a particular type of gun bag. Double gun bags have gotten very popular in the civilian world in the last, I'd say 10 or 15 years, simply because of movies. And you'll see the snipers out there crawling through the weeds, and you don't see his gun anywhere. And you look, and here comes his spotter or whatever, and he's crawling through the weeds and brush, and you don't see his gun anywhere. Well, some good movies will show you that behind them, with a strap typically running to their belt, don't ever tie it to your foot, that's a bad idea, there will be a nylon strap that either hooks to their web gear or their belt and goes back and hooks to a gun bag, ladies and gentlemen. And this bag is designed in such a way that it has your gun in it, it has your gear, everything that you need to support the shooting platform. And it's got a very special type of cone built into the nose of it where this strap is tied off to. And the sniper, spec ops team or whatever, as they're crawling through, are actually dragging this bag behind them. Because of the design, it's not going to snag up in twigs and branches and everything else. It's just going to follow right behind where the shooter goes. And not everyone, in fact, very few out there, will desire to be a sniper. And simply because of what it is. Now, they might desire, and I pray they do, to be a long-range precision shooter, or at least to stretch the distance they can comfortably shoot this year and just keep increasing. But a drag bag makes a very useful tool as a gun case, because that's what it is. It's just designed to be able to be used as a gun case to carry around things, or sneak up on your opponent for.
And that's where the name comes from. When you're in the prone position, right, and moving on knees and elbows, you do literally drag the drag bag. That's where the name comes from.
Yep. And the drag bag has dual purposes, ladies and gentlemen. Like any service member out there, like any outdoorsman, when I do precision training with people, I teach to use this. But I use, and other people have for years used the drag bag as a shooting mat after they've got to their final firing point. And you pull it up, you take everything out of the pockets and set up your hide or your shooting position, whichever the case may be, and you pull the drag bag around, you unzip it all the way, and it lays flat because it's set up to pull two guns or carry two guns. You have a heavy divider between the two guns in there, pad, that sets up, and that makes just an excellent place for you to sit there and overwatch the canyon and wait for that granddaddy elk to step out from wherever he is. So, multi-purpose, multi-function tools, ladies and gentlemen. Down here in the Southwest, John, we had a gun show this weekend, and it was rather interesting, to say the least.
Tell us why.
Well, Saturday was rather busy, which was nice. Had a chance to talk to several young individuals that a friend of mine out at Flexi at the Border Patrol had brought to the gun show. He knew that we were going to be there and wanted to see some of the new toys that we've been playing with, because him and I have been unable to coordinate days or times or anything lately that we could both get together over coffee or guns. And I'm buying a group of young men coming up into the Border Patrol right now, John. Didn't meet any young ladies, but I met some very fine young men. And we had a chance to sit outside over a smoke and coffee for a little bit and discuss the situations that are going on. And the other interesting aspect of this weekend was the number of people that were in a quandary about buying stuff. And by that, ladies and gentlemen, I mean they knew what they were wanted. They were looking for a good price. But they were also being hesitant and selective, John. And part of that, I think, is due to our new governor here in New Mexico. Boy, I tell you what, you try to explain to people, elections have consequences, and they don't want to listen. Either didn't go out and vote, or skipped part of the voting. I'm not going to vote for governor, but I'll vote for this guy and that guy, whatever it is. I think right. They call those up and down ballots. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a governor coming in right now that is already let the cat out of the bag, John. No high capacity magazines.
Really?
No full background check on private sales. In fact, I'd like to do away with private sales. In fact, I'd like to do away with gun shows and pawn shops. Michelle Lujan Grisham is a real piece of work. And the unfortunate part about it is I already knew this. And I campaigned as hard and heavy as I could for Congressman Pierce for governor. But still, there's a lot of questions about our election here, as there are in Florida and Georgia and several other places. Our little congresswoman touting herself right now as the Democrat winner lost on election day until they miraculously found a box of ballots in Las Cruces. So, ladies and gentlemen, right now at this gun show, what I saw, there are a lot of people that are apprehensive. Now, it may just be my state. It may be the border states. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is this. In talking to people about gun sales and guns this weekend, people are being selected. Now, we have one and possibly two more gun shows before Christmas. So they're spread far enough apart. We'll get a good feel, John, across the state about what's going on. But one thing I'm curious about is, I know some of our listeners go to gun shows.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 26th day of November. Quick reminder, my Black Friday sale ends at midnight tonight. If you want an energy cleaner, $25 off. Mattress pad, 10% off. Get those orders in before midnight tonight. If you're mailing a check or money order, have it postmarked before midnight tonight. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling. If you have any questions or comments, anything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, ammunition, training, the gun culture, firearms legislation, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy. Take your phone off mute, Jimmy.
Yep. Is that better?
That's better. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello?
Okay, yeah, you're on
mute. Yeah, it was off mute. I guess it just didn't switch.
Okay.
What I'm hoping, ladies and gentlemen, is since the election and everything, if you would, and I'm trying to put some, actually trying to research some good information here and come up with a good feel of what's going on. But talk to your gun buddies. talk to maybe your local gun shop or gunsmith or whatever. Just kind of park in and get a cup of coffee or soda and just chit-chat about it. But I'm curious, because of what I saw at this gun show, if this is to us or if this is related across country. Is this a feeling in other states? And if you could just do that for me, and then go over to DesertEagleShooters.com, go to the contacts on top, and click on that, and then just drop us an email and let us know what you're finding out there. I would really appreciate the input of the consensus of the hunters and shooters and everybody out there after this election. Here in New Mexico, we're facing the music on it. I know there are several other states. Washington, they've got a big lawsuit against them right now with that Firearms Act they passed and brought through. So I know there's got to be some feelings out there, John, in the gun culture, and I'd like to put an article together about what the common person is feeling out there. How, you know, is it going to affect their shopping this year or whatever? I don't care where it goes. I'm just looking for information. Another thing, if anybody was watching the news this week, and i.e. last night, yesterday, there was a big ruckus down at the border in Tijuana yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. About 500 invaders, I'm not going to call them migrants, stormed the fence there and tried to get through. And as they got up to the edge of the fence, they started hurling bottles and rocks at the Border Patrol on the other side. And for the first time, ladies and gentlemen, that I can find anywhere in news articles, in reports, anything, the Border Patrol opened fire with tear gas this time on the individuals storming the fence.
Well, and, I need to give you a heads up here. There's a headline on Drudge that tear gas was fired at border crossing under President Obama.
Oh, interesting. Okay, good. I like that. We'll have to go back and look at Drudge this morning and pull that story up. But there's one neat. The best story I found on this, John, was actually the hard copy from the AP. And Christopher Sherman is the... I'm going to give him full credit for this article. If you do AP... and search U.S. agents fire tear gas on migrants, you'll find this article in there. You'll find the hard copy that all the newspaper stories were built off of. What I did last night, John, was I took this one right from the source that was there and started comparing it overnight to the ones that were coming up on different news sources. Not one single news source made one comment about a paragraph of stuff here that this young man wrote about. When they launched the tear gas down there, they didn't launch one or two. They hit a barrage. A couple of individuals, they say, got through. That's all they're saying. That's the only thing I've heard anywhere. And the rest, of course, backed off, and there's a five-hour video of that bridge where they did this. I've got a link up, too, right now. And for 5 hours, you can watch the people massing up and everything, and then at the end, you see the smoke in the distance, and you see everybody falling back.
That's right.
And bottom of the hour break.
We have bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite. Made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we are back. Let's tell her back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 26th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We're entering the third year, in January, the third year of you listeners helping me locate images of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines, and movies and TV shows. We had one recovered over the weekend. It may be a while before things get posted. My website will be undergoing more changes, probably in about 3 weeks or so. And we'll get these new images posted up along with all the old ones that we had previously. It's a fun project. If you find one yourself, an image of a continent with different coastlines, new coastlines, and a movie or TV show, all you need to do is get that screen capture to me, and you get your choice of any of my now 6 DVDs as a thank you. It's a fun project. Also, a quick reminder, my Black Friday sale ends at Monday tonight. Monday, the 26th of November, ends at Monday at midnight tonight. And $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads when you place your order using my automated system, either at my website or at my toll-free online. You pay full price, and I refund the difference manually. So place your order before midnight tonight to get take advantage of that. My toll-free airline number, don't try to contact me. You won't get me. My toll-free airline number is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Got a question or comment about anything to do with firearms, the gun culture, legislation? Give us a call at 800-313-9443. Jimmy, let's continue.
All right. We were talking about Tijuana this morning. And actually, I should say there were two things in this original source. And I got it 24 minutes after it was written, according to the thing at the top. The first one is, here it is. Mexico's Molino TV showed images of migrants climbing over fences and peeling back metal sheeting to enter. And so, you know, A, the news media is not talking about how these people were running up to the fence, throwing things, not getting there, and because they didn't get in, then start throwing things. They went up there with the direct intention, ladies and gentlemen, of harming Border Patrol officers and getting through. No one's mentioned that there is video proof of these individuals trying to pull down parts of the barricade that is there and get in. The one that I do find interesting is, and I'm just wondering if it's a misidentification of what they're grabbing, or if this really did happen and the individuals had some form of protection. But
Let's back up a bit. Okay. I'm going to give everybody some help here. First of all, I'm an NRA certified firearms instructor, and I've been teaching concealed carry training now for 16 or 18 years. Part of that training is to help people understand that they're allowed under Missouri law and probably all 50 states to use deadly force against deadly force. Now,
yes.
And a healthy adult male throwing a rock the size of a baseball can kill you. That's deadly force. Now, obviously and clearly, if someone is attempting to kill you by throwing a rock, you can and should use deadly force to stop that person from attempting to kill you. That's my reality. And that's the reality I think being reflected what's called the rules of engagement when it comes to what's going on at Tijuana and at the entire border. That's a reality. And using tear gas against deadly force is really exercising an awful lot of discretion there. When in fact, if...
Yes, sir.
And I haven't seen the criminals using slings yet, but a sling dramatically increases the velocity of the rock because that's just the nature of a sling. And, of course, that goes back to biblical times where David slew Goliath using a rock and a sling. Now, you still see slings used in the Israeli border clashes. And I'm not aware if slings are being used yet at our border, but it wouldn't surprise me to see slings being used also to turn a deadly situation, throwing a rock into an even more lethal situation, giving the rock more velocity and more range to actually kill American officials on the other side of the border. So continue, Jimmy.
All righty. Yes, I'm glad you brought that in there, because I'm sure there were some of our listeners that were thinking, well, gee, these guys have got helmets and shields and stuff like that. Doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. Doesn't matter at all. But getting back to this information, the Honduran Anna Zuniga, 23, said that she saw migrants. Now, this is what I was talking about, either misidentification, John, or these invaders have got the special types of gloves or something. Because she states, she saw migrants opening a small hole in the concertina wire at a gap in the Mexican side of the levee, and at which point the U.S. agents fired tear gas at them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our news people have been referring to this razor wire they've been putting up as concertina wire. They referred to it as barbed wire. So I'm hoping, John, that this guy just misidentified what they were making a hole in. Because if they were doing that to the razor wire, that means that these quote-unquote migrants, i.e. invaders, have got the special type of gloves that our troops use to put that stuff up.
Right. Well, they're Kevlar. That's what it is. It's Kevlar, heavy fabric and Kevlar. That's the only thing that'll protect you. Razor wire is stainless steel barbs that are sharpened like a razor. Quite frankly, they're not plain old barbed wire that cattle ranchers use.
Right. It's the way they manufacture it, ladies and gentlemen. It is wicked stuff. You cannot touch this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, without getting cut. I'm serious. Unless you've got those gloves on, you cannot even pick up a little fragment of it because of the way it is made. And you won't come up with a big cut from picking up that little piece of broken chip or whatever, but you will be bleeding. I guarantee it. Don't ask me how I know, John. But the other point that's on here, there were a couple of news reports that stated that there were women and children present. Well, actually, over 90% of the people that stormed this, ladies and gentlemen, were males between the ages of 18 and 28. There wasn't women and children with strollers. It was not a bunch of old men looking to pick grapes. These are combat age individuals that did this. And this girl, now that I told you what they said on the news, women and children present. This Zuniga had her 3-year-old daughter, John, with her trying to storm the gate when she got gassed. And then she complains about being gassed. I hope this is a wake-up call for him, John. Otherwise, I think we're going to see this escalate.
Well, here's my... I'll prognosticate here. I believe there'll be one or more fatalities in the next 24 to 48 hours. That will be the flashpoint for Soros-paid protesters to hit the streets of American cities. That's what I believe.
I believe you're very, very correct in that. I'm very much afraid that the individual that is going to be killed may be one of our Border Patrol agents or one of our law enforcement individuals, something, even possibly one of our military. Trump is talking about closing the entire border. Now, down in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas over the weekend, on Saturday, Border Patrol caught a total of 8, I believe it was, in this one area group. And of them, 3 of them were convicted in the U.S., child molesters. 2 of them were convicted in the U.S., child rapists. That was a total of 5 of the 8. Of the remaining 3, 2 of those had outstanding warrants, one for murder in their home countries. That's pretty bad odds, John, for the Democrats, isn't it?
It is.
7 out of 8?
It is. Absolutely.
Oh, they're only coming here for a better life. Yeah, pick on our kids, harm people. So the point that I want to make on that one, and this is going to bring it right into the heart of Firearms Monday, ladies and gentlemen. and a couple of reports and talking to a couple of friends of mine in Texas, the entire border region from El Paso to Brownsville is on edge right now. Home crime, break-ins, theft, vehicle theft, all of that has gone up like 500% in the last 10 days in that region. Ladies and gentlemen, there have been numerous reports of Christmas shoppers leaving the mall, going out to their cars in South Texas and Central Texas, and either being assaulted or attempted assault by Hispanic males. And these individuals, once the police do catch some of them, they are recent inductees, entries, whatever you want to say, to the United States from south of the border. Again, criminals. But bringing it to the firearms aspect of it, in San Antonio this weekend, and I'm trying to find the article again. I somehow dumped the page that I had it on. San Antonio, Texas, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Christmas shoppers returning to their vehicles used their concealed carry licenses over 150 times, John.
When you say they used their license, you mean that they used the threat of deadly force to defend innocent life?
Exactly. They had to draw their weapons, ladies and gentlemen. And the one story that I read that was the most poignant, father, son, his wife, his daughter-in-law, I think there was five or six of the two parents or the two adult families and kids. I don't know if they were grandkids or other siblings, but they had left the mall after dinner and were going back to their cars and witnessed a group of about 15 Hispanic males trying to steal a van. Elderly couple, or, well, they said older couple, so I don't know if they were elderly or what. But the couple had come out and were getting in their van when these kids popped up, and the timing was just so perfect. Well, it just so happened the father, the son, and the daughter were all concealed carriers, and they all had their guns with them.
Good for them.
And by pulling their weapons and demanding that these people stop, they prevented this couple from being injured and a van being stolen. So the story went on to say that of the group, none of them had identification, and they were contacting ICE to see if they could give them any assistance on identifying them. Again, another group of people coming across the border, ladies and gentlemen. If you go anywhere this holiday season, do not leave your home without your sidearm. Do not do it. Right now, John, the article, and the main reason I brought this one up, at the end of the article, there was a little paragraph that stated something to the effect of the incident in San Antonio is not uncommon, and limited to just the border states, that there was a case like this in St. Louis, which is the part that really caught my attention, and there was a case like this also in Memphis, Tennessee. I don't think you can get much closer to the center of the heartland of the United States, can you, John?
No, you can't. St. Louis is about halfway between the Gulf of Mexico and the Canadian border, so you're pretty much in the middle of the country.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying is, if you're a little rusty on your training right now and you might wonder about carrying, practice some wall drills this evening. Make sure your gun's clean. Make sure all your reserves are there. I was brought up to, John, in an email by one of our listeners. I refer to reserves, ladies and gentlemen. When I refer to reserves, what I'm talking about is your extra magazines, your extra speed loaders or ammunition for your revolver. All I'm referring to is a reserve amount of ammunition other than what's in the gun. And now is the time to do that, ladies and gentlemen. Get everything squared away. Who knows? Maybe it's time for a new concealed carry holster. You can drop hints, you know, when the wife or the husband complains on how raggedy it looks.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Tara Moore here on Monday, the 26th of November, visiting with Jimmy Gensling. It is Firearms Monday. If you got a question or comment, anything to do with firearms, the gun culture, legislation, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, about what's going on down on the border. And
these individuals, this has been going on for a long time, ladies and gentlemen, and I've been listening to some really good reports and seminars and stuff from the last few weeks from those that do know and those that are paid to know, that they have no idea. The government, local or federal, has absolutely no idea how many quote-unquote sleeper cells brought in by MS-13 and other gang members, cartels and stuff, are simply sitting about waiting right now in the United States. Christmas time, I can guarantee you, everybody out there, your guard is going to be down. You're going to think you're going to be observant, but you're going to be distracted by Christmas lights and conversations and Christmas carols and all of this other stuff. And I have a feeling this is going to be a very, should I say, interesting holiday season this year. Be careful out there. And like I said, don't leave if you're a holder, or if you live in a state that is constitutional carry and you are proficient, and I do stress that word on the good point, proficient with your firearm, don't leave home without it. Don't go. I don't care if you're going out to walk down the street to check the mail. Make sure you are carrying. Because people that think that housing developments and rural homes and everything are fairly immune to this are wrong. So please, I'm asking right now that all of our listeners take heed, think about it, plan better, and keep your eyes open, because I don't want anyone out there to be harmed. Improvements on your gun and everything, hey, if people are really into Christmas and buying gifts and dropping hints and everything, maybe this is the time of year for you to drop some hints about new optics, maybe even a new gun. Maybe you want to have your, say you've got an AR platform and you want to customize it, you want to make it special, you want to make it yours. Most of all, you want it to fit, so that you can be more proficient and more effective with your hunting techniques and everything. Talk to your local gun shops. And this is something else from the gun show this weekend, John. A couple of the local gun shops in Roswell are offering gift certificates. Evidently, and I did not know this, that someone was asking us if we were going to do it. You can print your own gift certificate with the software that is out there now, ladies and gentlemen, and it doesn't have to be some manufactured credit card type thing. It can be a simple letter, you know.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be back after the top of the hour break. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-95.